Harper One and Harper Audio present Original Love, The Four Inns on the Path of Awakening by Henry Shookman. This is the author. For Stevie and Claire and Saul. Foreword by Rick Hansen. All sickness is homesickness. I first heard that from Tara Brach, perhaps quoting Diane Connolly, and it's been a guide for me ever since. When the body is ill, it's no longer in its healthy resting state, its home base. When the mind is stressed or upset, it too has been driven from home. The signposts of this exile are feelings of pressure, anxiety and sadness, frustration and irritation, hurt and loneliness. Because the brain evolved a negativity bias to keep our ancestors alive in harsh conditions, these experiences get hardwired quickly into the nervous system. Over time, this can become the new normal, a kind of chronic inner homelessness. If all sickness is homesickness, the reverse is also true. All health is coming home. What is our true home? We know it when we find it. You can feel at home in your kitchen, in the woods, in the arms of your mate, sometimes under the stars or on the edge of the sea. There is also the sense of home deep inside ourselves, the most reliable home of all, the one we take with us wherever we go. In these pages, Henry Shookman shows us how to come home again. And with a little skillful effort, we never need to leave. I first met Henry through his revelatory memoir of despair and awakening, One Blade of Grass. He's been a teacher for me, opening doors of insight and inner freedom, and also a friend. We've tramped through the snow together in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and shared meals and sorrows when talking about our families. Henry is many things, to name a few: a father and husband, a poet and scholar, a Zen master with a wicked, sly sense of humor, and an exuberant cook. He is an extraordinary writer who brings you into the immediacy of his own realization, his own experience of the real home that lives through each of us, breath after breath. For it is the love in the origin of all arising that is his subject here. To live in the sense of this, he provides a clear, step-by-step exploration of meditation practices that takes readers through establishing stable mindfulness and self-nurturance, and then easing into blissful absorptions and the openings of awakening. He shows us new possibilities in what may be familiar practices of self-awareness, contemplation, even prayer. He offers many experiential activities that are effective invitations into the wordless states of being that are the true gold of the journey. Because he has walked these paths so much himself and in a variety of traditions, he's extremely skillful at dealing with each twist and turn, including for individual needs. Throughout, he is the kindest of teachers, encouraging and commiserating and coaching with both the light touch of his natural sweet spirit and the fearless penetrating oomph of someone who's experienced the dissolution of his ego and come back with nothing left to lose. Henry also provides an important fresh framework for understanding the confusing complexity of psycho-spiritual tools and teachings. Educated at Oxford, yet modest and unpretentious, he is quietly brilliant in his overview of the seemingly many paths that are actually one path, or no path at all, since in truth we are always already home. That is the real genius of this book. Woven through his practical guidance, personal examples, and conceptual clarity is a single bright, joyful thread. You are already home. The foundation of your psyche is an indestructible, unstainable love. In simple biological terms, humans evolved to live together based on
Sample complete. Ready to continue?